I'm going to go. Hello, everybody rolling in. I'm just going to rename myself. Happy 4th of July, everybody. I hope you are having a fantastic 4th. I've got my red, white, and blue on. What are you guys doing? Where are you tuning in from? What are your plans for the 4th? I'm super excited to have a handful of you guys here today for weight loss coaching. I am Coach Kara. In case you have not met me, I'm one of the newer coaches. I guess I should stop saying that. I've been around for about 3 months now, but I'm Coach Kara. I've lost right at 72 pounds as of this morning, and with no BS, and I am living my best life as a no BS coach these days. I found Corinne in October of 2017 and never looked back. And I am super excited to be here on the 4th of July with you guys. I know it's kind of crazy that we have some of these calls on bigger holidays. I also did the Mother's Day call. Apparently I am the holiday coach is what I feel like I am becoming. And I actually really like it because I love spending time with you ladies. So today's the 4th of July weight loss call here. Make sure you have your chat set to panelists and attendees. That way, not only me, but everybody else can also see what you're saying. This is a coaching call, so make sure if you have any questions, put it in the Q&A. That is where I'll be able to see it while I'm coaching. It's a little bit harder for me to field the chat as I'm coaching back and forth with who I'm coaching. So be sure to put any specific questions in the Q&A. You can put anything in there. Oh, we got some, we got Maryland, Texas, Kentucky. Everybody is rolling in. Hello. And anybody who is not in the US but is rolling in today, happy 4th of July from us Americans, where we sit around. I actually have my Rosé in the USA shirt on, and we're just gonna hang out by the pool actually after this call. Did anybody write a protocol for today? I know I did. My protocol is one plate of goodies. I can put anything on that plate. I'm just not going back for seconds. And if anybody is bringing something absolutely delicious to my house, like hopefully cupcakes or lemon bars or something so good, I get to have one of those. All right, I have five ladies who are getting coached today. I'm going to go ahead and read out their names. I see two of you already have your hand raised, but I'm coaching Sandra Ross, Amy Towle, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, Shannon Katz, Tina Hendrickson, Melinda Beck. So if you guys will raise your hand, it looks like four of you guys are here already. I'm going to go over a couple of announcements. So we just wrapped up Thoughts 2.0 Encore Week. I hope y'all liked it. I know the coaches loved doing all of the co-journaling calls this week that were super fun. And if y'all participated in the Hunger Challenge, it was absolutely fantastic. I feel like I decided to do on the clock all week long, and it was extremely helpful. I love doing that as a whole because you get to see everybody else doing it as well, and it is super exciting. So this is our first week of July. We have a couple of upcoming calls. The first one is with me. You're here. You've made it. That's fantastic. If you haven't checked out our newsletter yet, be sure and do that. It's actually under the newsletter calendar and replays on the membership website. It's fantastic. It looks beautiful. On Tuesday, we of course have our clubhouse in the morning at 9 a.m. July 6th. We have the No BS course Q&A with Corinne Wednesday, July 7th at 9 a.m. Central as well. How to Be a Fucking Lady with Judith DeCaton. If you've not ordered your book this week, this is the cutest book. Even if you know you're not going to read it, it's an adorable book. You should definitely read it because so far it's really good. Mine came in on the first, and I'm about a quarter of the way through, but it is so, so good. But Judith DeCaton will be with us on Thursday at 5 p.m. Central, July 8th. To sort of talk to us about what we're doing this whole month, what we're going to be learning from her. It's going to be super exciting. And then if you attended the first community building call with the No BS team a couple of Saturdays ago, we are also doing that this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. It's going to be phenomenal. So That's what to look for this week in No BS. This is just like anything else. Be sure that you have your plan done, whether it's a 4th of July protocol, anything, be sure to get that done. If you have not done it yet, stop listening, make your plan, and then you can come back. But that is your entrance ticket. All right, Shannon, I am going to promote you to panelist and you will be first. Let's see. All right. Hello, Shannon. Let's see. There you are.
All right. Hi, how are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing on the 4th?
Good, good. I have never been coached before, so.
Well, congratulations. Welcome. I hope you're not nervous. It's going to be fantastic. I know you wrote in and told us what you wanted to be coached on, but let's tell everybody else. What do you want to be coached on today?
Sure. I just wanted some help reshaping my thoughts about when I spend time with my in-laws. Every summer we spend 2 weeks together, one in late June and one July, August. And they live across the country, so we don't get a lot of other contact other than calls, checkups. But I have a really hard time with their outlook on food and how they eat, how they like to control the food in the house. It makes me very, very anxious to spend time with them. They are, they're an elderly couple, I don't want to say super elderly, they're in their 70s, and that they don't eat a lot. They've always been thin and healthy. And I think they're very judgmental of people who are not. And they make a lot of comments. Like if I buy what I think is a very normal amount of groceries, because we're spending a week together in these vacation rentals, they make a lot of comments about it, and I'm afraid to buy the food that I really want to eat, and I get really anxious leading up to it. And I used to be a binger, and I feel like it like revs that up again. I get kind of back into that restrictive diet mentality. So I was just hoping for a little help kind of reframing my thoughts about spending time with them.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit more in a ways of, have you done this before? Like, is this the first time you're going on vacation with them, or have we done this multiple times before?
No, this is of at least 10 years we've been gone.
Exactly. So you have a lot of information mm-hmm. from the past times that you've gone. And I know right now you may even feel a little bit nervous about going, because you've got all of these new ideas going in your brain. You're following this new lifestyle that you've managed to find, you love, and you want to carry it with you. You mentioned about like making sure you had the foods you like there and that you're mm-hmm. bringing those things. But you know they say some things. What is it about what they say that really bothers you?
I perceive this is a thought I'm putting in their heads for them, that they're like making a judgment about me.
You even said that when you were explaining it to us. You're like, I think that they have thoughts about the food I bring in.
They seem to make it a point to talk about foods and about eating less. Like my mother-in-law, she's thin. She's like a nationally competitive athlete in her age range. And she likes to bring up things that she's learned over the years from Weight Watchers and just like randomly throw out these diet tips and how low-cal popcorn is. And like, she throws out a lot of stuff like that. And my, they'll both say like, so whenever we have a week together, the first or second day, so they usually buy some groceries before we get there. And they're big under buyers, even for like family holidays or something. Their goal is to never have leftovers ever. And I grew up in a family where food is love and there's always plenty of food. Whereas they have something called family hold back, which means if like on Thanksgiving, there's not enough butternut squash, then like the family shouldn't eat it so that the guests can eat it. Like that's kind of how they are, like zero leftovers. So I feel a lot better when we spend weeks with them. Like once I go to the store and buy what I think we need and what I know me and my husband and the kids are going to eat for the week, I feel like this huge sigh of relief. But then when I get back to the house, they're going to make lots of comments about it. But I don't know. I stress in advance about it, and I need to look at it from a more productive.
Is it specifically the comments that are stressing you out? Like, because you even just when you were explaining, you feel so much better after you've gotten all of the food that you need for you and your family. But the moment you walk into the house, you feel like you're getting ready to be prepared for things. Is it the comments you're worried about?
It's the comments and also what they're not saying. I mean,
does it matter if they're not saying it? Yeah. Because really and truthfully, here's the real question. The real question is, what do you make it mean when they have comments about the food you've brought into the house? That's the real crux of the problem, is that you personally feel like it's a dig on you almost. You may have questions about, like, does this mean I'm a bad mom? Like, it's truly tapping on either your own insecurities that you've got going on inside of you, or that, like, those diet thoughts that you've not really, like, you know, we know better, but just like old shitties, they keep coming back. They're still living in our brain. We still have these thoughts that we learn that we're trying to unlearn. So it's just tapping all that on all of that. But your work here is, what do you make it mean when she says that? Like, what do you make it mean when she has
that? I make it mean that they want to change me, that they don't want me to be, you know, bigger. And my husband, like, they have a very thin, healthy, athletic family, and I'm definitely the outlier of the group. I make it mean that they don't approve.
So is that true? Do we know they don't approve of you? Like, what's the truth here?
Yeah, I don't think it's that they don't approve, but they're not like welcoming people. They're not the type to.
Now that, like, is a thought too, that I'm not welcoming people. Like, because a lot of times people are just, especially on these, like, you've been going on this vacation for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So it's going to look the exact same thing as it has every single year. The only difference is that you're going in with a different mentality when it comes to your mindset. Like, it's completely up to you for when you walk in with your bag of groceries for your family, whether or not their comments about any food or anything, or even, like, you get to completely decide what any of those things mean.
Yeah.
So what would you want it to be? What do you want, like, their comments to mean to you?
I would like them to not make them. But I can't do that.
You can't control them to not make them. And that's how we know it's our brain that's causing this, because we're the ones making it such a big deal. They've just said it. Now, unless she is completely, like, walking around berating you, unpacking the cabinets, putting it back in the grocery bag, taking it back to the store.
No, they do try to tell, like, if they're going to the store and we ask for something, they might not get it because they think we don't need hummus this week or whatever it is. It's a little bit of control as well. And I know that it's not just me, because they do it with my husband too, who is thinner and healthier. I know that, like, a healthier person's way of looking at this would be like, oh, they want me to be healthy. That's so sweet. And I don't know why I can't see it that way.
it's silly because you don't want to. Like, you can see it that way. Like, because really and truthfully, his mom... Is it him? I'm sorry. Is it your husband?
Yeah.
His mom coming in saying things, like, you can blatantly ask her. Like, if she is saying, you know, I don't know why you purchased all of these things. I don't know. You could say, well, I do live with them weekly, and this is what they eat.
Yeah.
Like, this is what my family.
That's what I said. Yeah.
You're ready to have that conversation with her. If you're not to that point. You get to decide, is it going to bother you or is it not going to bother you? And right now, you coming on this call, like, everything, like, you really don't want this to bother you. So what do you think it's going to take for it to not bother you?
I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like I know the thought that I should have, and I don't believe it.
Tell me what that
means. That they're trying to help, that they want us to be happy and healthy.
So why is that so hard to believe though, Shannon?
I mean, they also, I don't, I, they're not, I don't know. They, it's hard to explain. It's hard for me to believe that they, like, mean well and are supportive. They're just, like, there's been some things that are just, you know, there are, I think, very judgmental about other people. Like, I hear the way that they talk about other people in my presence, and I suspect they talk like that about me as well. And
what do you
know? No, I don't know. And when they have the opportunity to be helpful, they're not big on like showing up for people. Like, for example, like when both my parents passed away, like they didn't come to the funerals, they didn't come to my bridal shower, baby shower, things like that. Mm-hmm. I've never felt like very accepted by them.
Okay. Yes. So, and that's exactly, that's that core thought that all of this, like all of their comments, all of their judgment, all of these things that you think are going on in their head, like all of that's doing is tapping on that insecurity of you don't feel included in this, or you don't feel like you are as important as other people in the family. Like, you're not the one making it. Like, they're not going out their way for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But are they going to change after 10 years?
No.
That's where you get to decide. What do you want? Yeah. I will be completely honest with you. I have a very similar situation. My in-laws are very similar. They also don't make the trek down. We're 10 hours away. We go there and we spend time with them. Even my own family, we're just like not even 12 hours. Like, I went up, spent 4 hours, drove 2 hours to turn around, drive back
home. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And they don't like, and we invited them to come over this evening to do 4th of July stuff with us. And they're like, well, we can't do that. It's just too long of a drive for like such a short period of time.
Yeah.
I have two things that I could choose to believe in that moment. I could choose to believe, okay, I did this today. You're proving to me you can't do this today. So I'm not nearly as important to you as you are to me. Or I can make it say they're in a different area of their life. I will let them do what's best for them, and I'll do what's best for me. It's believing that you're doing what's best for you all the time, whether you're toting in bags of groceries, whether you're going on this vacation and just going to like suck it up and be okay and like do all of the things. But it is so important for you to remember you do belong there. They wouldn't have invited you if they didn't want you there. They would say, like truthfully, people who are not, who they don't want there, they don't invite to go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So do all of the comments actually mean what you're making them mean?
Probably not. And it's also a bit of their outlook. Like, they are very steeped in diet culture. And my mother-in-law, I think, has serious body dysmorphia, or however you say that. I know that it's like a reflection of them and what they've got going on as well.
But let me ask you, if you go in balls a-blazing, I'm a no BS woman, I know I'm doing what's best for me, what's best for my family, I'm going to come back, I'm going to keep feeling good, I'm going to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. How would you walk in that way? Like, what does that person walk in doing? Because that's the person you've got to tap into before you go. That's the one that you need to be writing in your journal exactly how you're going to feel when you walk through. That's the one you want to be visualizing. When I walk through the door and that first comment comes out of their mouth, how am I going to respond to it? Like, what am I going to say to make sure I still have the power? Because that's all you're doing, is you're just passing your power to them. It's like, all right, we're here for vacation, and I'm gonna give over all of my happiness to you because you're judging the food I'm bringing in.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to mention, when you start to think about all the judgment of the food, your own diet thoughts get flared up.
And oh, yeah, absolutely.
You'll be like, you're not supposed to be eating this. And so you brought your delicious breakfast that you've been wanting to have, and you've been having and seeing great results on it. But because they ask these questions, we decide, oh, we won't eat that. We don't want to eat in front of them because we don't want those comments. But you have to be obnoxiously clear to yourself and have your own back going in there. No, I'm doing what I need to do. I've got everything done. I've come in ready to execute this the best way I know how. And just decide, their comments mean nothing to me. It's not true. And I would. And that is something I do with my mother-in-law all the time. When she says anything, I literally ask myself, Okay, but is this even true? Do I even think she thinks this, or is she just saying it? That's something that I learned with my own mother a whole lot, is things will just fly out of her mouth and she's not paying attention. But we, as people, our thoughts and our mindset, we know what we say. Like, we think about it. We have thoughts that go into it before we speak, but they do not. And so just like in the beginning, we have to give our own self grace. Sometimes we have to give that other party a little bit of grace and just have our own back and know that we're doing the best we possibly can.
Yeah.
Does that help?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. I like what I forget exactly what you said, but you said like obnoxiously self-confident or obnoxiously something like just coming in. Like,
you literally
have the food we got.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like obnoxiously self-secure in what you're doing is right. Mm-hmm. I would have a vacation protocol. I would journal about it 3 days before we go. I would make sure you're visualizing how things are going to unfold. What are you going to say when the comments come back up? Mm-hmm. Like, and this doesn't even have to look like you changing. A lot of times when people get coached like this, they think, okay, I now have to be the vocal person. Like, I'm sorry, that comment has nothing to do with us. We're not going to do that. But that's really not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're going in there. You can silently have your back.
Okay. I like that idea because I don't want to confront them. Yeah.
Especially in anybody listening to this call, like, especially when it comes to the food situation, you just have to be very clear that you have your own back when it comes to food. Mm-hmm. Just like that's exactly what they're doing in this scenario. They're just telling you what in your lifestyle doesn't fit within their lifestyle of food. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference of what's going on here is they are vocal about what they're doing and you just are not. And that's not
saying that's a good point.
You just have to know you have your own back and that's all that matters. Right now, that conversation looks a little bit different. They say the judgment and you're questioning, well, is this the right way? Should I be doing keto? Should I be doing like a pulled back so everybody else can have it even though I brought it?
Yeah, that's a really good point about their being vocal about their lifestyle because that's exactly what they're doing. They're just pointing out all the ways that they eat. They point out they need a very light dinner because they had a sandwich at lunch or whatever. And they're just talking about how they do things and I'm not. So I take it as them like attacking me, but they're just talking.
They are truthfully just talking out loud what they're trying to share with you, maybe, or just, even just, and some people do, they like to just commentate on life, but it's up to you of whether that commentating means anything about you or not.
Okay.
And you can just simply decide that means nothing about me as a mom, means nothing about me as a wife, nothing about me as a daughter-in-law. I know what I'm doing to take care of me. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. You are so welcome. So you obnoxiously have your own back while you are there and enjoy. Because really and truly, that's all family time is we just want time to enjoy. We just want time to be able to spend with our family and we want to make it good. You know, we want to make it fun. We want to make it something that they enjoy, something that we enjoy, and the best way is to have your own back while you're doing it.
Yep.
All right. Well,
sounds good. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. You have a fantastic vacation. When is your vacation?
It's in about 3 weeks.
In about 3 weeks. Well, you'll have to keep us posted. When you come back and what you're doing to prepare, go and check out in the chat. I think a lot of ladies really enjoyed you getting coached on this. So thank you so much for coaching, especially
thank
around
you.
This time of year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye. All righty. Our next person is going to be Melinda. I'm going to promote to panelist. While she gets on. Yeah, this is a really good call, especially in the summertime with everything that's going on and other people trying to see other friends and family. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I know I read what you're getting coached on, but why don't you tell everybody else? What are you getting coached on today?
Let me fix my view real fast.
No, you're fine.
There we go. And I can look you right in the eye. So I got notes because I get nervous. So I've been a member. So I'll do a really, really quick. I'll do a really, really quick intro. So I've been a member in OBS since January 2020. I've lost a total of 18 pounds, mostly steadily since May of 2020. Just a few pounds here and there each month or none. I'm consistently 100% on my plans, assessments, water, and exercise, which is great. Mm-hmm. I'm also consistently 50% on sleep, following my plan, and my doable hunger. And there's definitely a daily correlation between the sleep and when I follow my plan and when I follow my doable hunger. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on that, prioritizing my sleep, working on moving my evening routine earlier so I can have a chance to get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. So I'm all in good shape there. So I'll just give you that. But where I need help is around my job and work stress and overeats associated with that. So on the weekends, I have very few overeats. I tend to eat only two meals or three small meals. I usually lose weight too. I weigh daily, so I know I lose weight on the weekends. But then during the week, when I'm working, I eat more and just kind of at each meal. And then I also tend to snack sometimes. So I have trouble identifying my hunger signals when I'm working, and I don't have any trouble with it on the weekend. And
do they feel physically different from the weekday to the weekend?
I can't. I think I have a lot of anxiety associated with my job. And so I don't, you know, yeah, they are kind of different. Like I don't notice the stomach hunger as much as just like super lightheaded, can't think straight, tired kind of thing at work. So it's almost like I'm so engrossed in work or anxious about work that I'm not paying attention to my body that well.
Yeah.
And I try, but it's like, so then I have a tendency to just say, okay, it's been like 5 hours since I ate, maybe I should eat, you know? And it really comes down to, I've done like, since I've been in OBS so long, I've done like a million discovery worksheets. Mm-hmm. And what it comes down to is like mornings and evenings, even during the week, are still good. Like I'm good. Every once in a while I might overeat at dinner, but for the most part, breakfast and dinner is fine. It's lunch and the afternoon.
Okay. And tell me what specifically is happening during lunch and the afternoon snacking period.
Yeah. So lunchtime, like I have a tendency to just kind of eat whatever I brought with me.
Yeah.
Whether I'm, you know, and I might even tell myself ahead of time, oh, I'm going to leave a few bites behind, but I either blow right past that and forget, or I feel like I don't want to leave two bites behind because I feel like maybe I'm still hungry, but I'm not feeling my satisfied signals that much at lunch because I'm already thinking about, you know, how I need to get back to work. And I have done, like, I go to a different location to eat so that I'm not eating and working at the same time. I've tried to separate eating from working so that I'm never eating when I'm working.
Yeah.
And that helped at the beginning to cut out some stuff. And then, so then I do that. And then as the afternoon wears on, if I'm working on something really boring or like a really long document where I have to just sit for hours and concentrate, I want like something crunchy or something sweet, or I tell myself, I need to eat for energy, or I tell myself I'm rewarding myself for doing this awful, boring project. Or
are you rewarding yourself for doing an awful, boring project? Like, no. Seriously.
Yeah, no. And I know that, but. And
well, let's be honest. What are you doing when you turn to your snack to reward you doing your extremely, what are you actually doing?
I think I'm just entertaining myself, honestly. I'm entertaining myself by eating, yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely doing that for sure. So here's my real question to you. Why don't you just stop eating the moment your brain goes back to work? Like, that is literally your brain. Yeah. Like, it's no different than like your phone. You ever, when Corinne says you're eating dinner and you like turn down to like pick up your phone to respond, 90 fucking percent of the time, it is, you are all done. You really don't need any more food in your body and your brain has moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. you even said that you don't get hungry. And I can quite attest to this. I do not. My brain is busy on other things, I don't really feel things in my stomach. So
yeah.
what I started to do, and it had, for me personally, it turned into that afternoon snacking was afternoon hangry AF. Like I would go in there and I'd be hungry. And the next thing I'd know, I would be like down in the snack box, like, I had 4 snacks and they were all prepackaged. Didn't stop me from opening the next, all of those things, but it was because I had waited too long. And then I started to do the eat at lunch and then have that like conversation back. Well, I don't want to go back to work, but I'll just keep eating instead.
But yeah.
But I feel like, totally. I feel like your hunger cue that your body may be giving you is it being distracted from the food to get back to work.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's a really good thought.
In your afternoon snack, somebody in this chat, Carrie, I love it. It's called procrastinating. I think that's phenomenal because that's exactly what you're doing in the afternoon.
Yeah.
What you say is you want a break, right? Like you just want a break from your boring or really mundane thing. Well, why not just take a break? A break doesn't have to include food.
I
just stand up and walk away.
Yeah, I've thought about that too. And I think usually it's because I have a deadline. So I can't waste a second to, that's also the thought, like I can't waste a second to do anything else, but I still have enough time to get up, go to the kitchen, get food. So I do have time to take a break.
Right. And so about how long does that get up, go to the kitchen, get some food and come back? Like give us like a time frame.
So usually when I'm snacking like that, I'm just eating while I'm working while I'm snacking. So it only takes about, I'm really close to the kitchen in my office. So it only takes about a minute to go get stuff and go back to my desk. So, so it doesn't take very long because then I break my rule of eating while I'm working.
Yes. I was going to point that out to you. I thought we had a rule where we didn't eat and work together.
Yeah, well, I tried that for a while where I was like, okay, so that means you can't work. You have to go sit down and you have to eat whatever you chose. And so sometimes that works and I'm like, oh, well, I don't have time for that. So it does work sometimes, but other times, there's a me on one shoulder and me on the other shoulder and me on this shoulder is like, you need a snack right now. You're tired. You need to eat because you need energy. You need to eat because this is really boring or I just want it that side tends to win. Mm-hmm. So I've been trying to say no to myself and just say, no, you don't need this. You're not hungry.
Question. Your excuse to me on why eating is your only solution to this, because it's quick. Mm-hmm. But then when it's going to take a little bit longer, we decide, no, it's not quick enough. So we can't do that. Right.
Yeah. So, well, that works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I just say, okay. Then I'm really procrastinating because I might take 15 minutes and eat whatever it was I said I'm going to eat and then go back to work. And then I procrastinated finishing my task. Yeah. So
it's all intertwined, but I'm wondering if you would have given yourself a true break before starting this really hard thing, would you have felt so drained?
I do push-ups and sit up and jumping jacks and stuff to like wake myself up and I try other things, but I think at the end of the day, I'm just having a little fit about this is really boring and hard and I don't want to do it.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to try. And I like that you brought up the end of the day and your brain having a fit because that's exactly what it's doing. It's trying to decide, it's wanting a break, but it doesn't know how to have a break. It wants to not work on this boring thing. So it's going to procrastinate. And like go and do all of these things. But what it's wanting to do is not make a decision. Like it really just wants to stop doing what it's doing right now, but it doesn't also want to make a decision. And as of right now, snacking is the only thing that you're doing to give yourself any sort of break in the afternoon, even if it's through a hard project. And I don't want to necessarily us talk about the hard project right now. And the reason I say that is because I think if you were to build some of these breaks in throughout the day, I think you wouldn't have that when you're starting a harder project.
And I think part of the problem is too that I have to track all my time. Mm-hmm. So if I take a break, then that just means I have to work longer to get enough time in for the day. So there's a billable hour requirement that I have to make. So it's like I'm disincentivized to take a break. Mm-hmm. And so I've been journaling about that to say, you know, it's okay. You know, I don't need to maximize every second, and it's okay if I'm not someone who can work 12 hours a day.
Well, and are you your best person when you work a full 12-hour day? No, of course not. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so, but clients don't care. They don't care. Well,
they don't care until you give them crap work. That's when they start to care. And and that's the reality of it, is if you aren't balancing your own self, then it will overflow into that work. Just like the procrastination, you not giving yourself a break earlier in the day or building something in, then how in the world are you going to show up as your best self in the afternoon? And then those things will just keep piling on.
So you're saying I've exhausted myself by the time I get there?
Exactly.
Okay. That makes sense.
It does. Mm-hmm. And another thing that I want you, so you were saying something about like being able to take a stint of time. It doesn't have to be a stint of time. It can be walk out the door and walk around the house or the building for the 5 minutes it would have taken you to create a snack in the kitchen and get back to your office. Like, it doesn't have to be hard. And something that I like to do is actually make a list of those really easy tasks that we just don't think of in the moment. And keep it on your desk. So when your brain does go to food, you can look down at the list and be like, oh no, I don't really want food. I just need a break. It's like, this is my break list. These things all take 5 to 10 minutes tops, like it would for food. And then something of those. I don't care if it's moving, for us who work at home, moving the laundry for me is very relaxing. It's the same thing back and forth, but my brain is no longer on work. It's not doing anything, but I'm trying not to. But because I had that on my little break list, that makes me feel good. Now, laundry may not be on your feel good list. It's on my feel good list. So be sure to ask yourself, will I view this actually as a break, or does this feel like more on my to-do list? But see if you make that list and just keep it right there, the first couple of days, your brain's not going to look at it probably. But when you come back and you got your stack in front of you, maybe you'll see it. or if your list belongs in the kitchen or on the pantry or in the bowl you normally go for. That way your brain is like, it's a total pattern interrupt. We're not just making ourselves a snack in the afternoon. We're going to decide what we're going to do. We're going to take a little bit of a break because we know that's what our brain needs. And then we'll come back and see if we feel better. Because all you're wanting is relief. Not the food.
It's totally a relief thing too. Sometimes it's just if I eat something, then I don't have any more excuses to not finish my work. Does that make sense?
Yep.
So I'm working on that too. But I think I don't, you know, the other side of it is when I'm really tired and I think I need to eat for energy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have any tips about maybe I just need to go home.
But it goes back to food breaks. Like you're saying you're tired. Tired, what will fix tired is to break or to rest or to it's just you be all done. Like figure out what can you do to be all done for the day? What do I need to get done to be all done for the day? That could feel very exciting, but it also could be like, okay, this is a lot I got to get done. let's get to work then. But I think if you start with that building in the break and see if that relieves any of that pressure of the turning to food specifically for relief. See if that works first. And as you're doing it, reflect on it. Is this something I want to do? Maybe it's building in a break after you lunch, after you have your lunch. When you notice you need to go back to work, you don't immediately go back to work. You go and sit in front of the TV and watch a 15-minute, I don't know, scroll TikTok for 15 minutes. I don't know, whatever will bring you joy. But be sure to allow yourself to recharge and re-rest, and you won't feel so tired.
Okay.
But that sleep at night. I'm glad you said you've got that under that you're working on that, because that will help too. All of them will help, I promise.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Feel a little bit better.
Yeah. I hadn't really thought about the fact that I could just be mentally tired, that if I'm not it's not always just physically tired. Sometimes it's mentally tired.
A lot of times when our brain, like when you start to think you're hungry, a lot of times it's for a break. So I like to ask myself, what do I actually need right now? Like if I'm noticing on my discovery worksheets that it's always around this time, it's mm-hmm. always around this time. This is exactly what I'm going to do. That's where it's like, okay, well, this is exactly what I'm going to try now. We know this is what happens every single day. Here's what I'm going to try. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if I can change it up a little bit, because it's just a pattern that your brain's used to.
Yeah, I like your idea about having a list of things that I could try to do. And I think they do need to be physical, because mm-hmm. I think taking a break but still sitting at my desk is not a break. I think I need to get up and walk around.
Well, so and to leave the space that you're in feels so good to be able to leave the space that you're in, for sure.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on how everything goes.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You are happy so fourth. Welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All righty. Let's see who's next. I think we've got Amy. Promote to panelists. That was really good, y'all. I'm serious. That list is really does come in handy. And be sure, like your time frame, how I was telling you, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes to go get a snack. Like, make sure the things that you're not going to be like, go fold 4 loads of laundry. Clearly, laundry's on my brain today. Go fold 4 loads of laundry in the span of 5 minutes. That's not going to work. Walk around the building. That's only going to take 2 to 5 minutes tops. So make sure your time frame matches the time frame that you are trying to build that in. All right, Amy, I have promoted you to panelist, but I don't know where you went. There you are. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Okay. I know I've read it, but you know the drill. Tell us what you're getting coached on today.
Totally. Okay. So I'll do a background too. I joined NoBS in September 2020. And I've actually gained a good bit of weight since then. So I had a pretty major life change happen. I quit my corporate job, going back to school full time for computer science. And so, yeah, just pretty big stressor. And I've just been it feels like I've been binge eating since May. I've been a binge eater my whole life. I did James, the Binge Better program. And that was so helpful.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Oh yeah. That was life-changing, honestly. But yeah, in my little thing I submitted, I said I'm admittedly not doing the work, that I probably was doing, but yeah, I'm just trying to figure out why am I not following my plans? I don't know.
Let's ask a question that's bigger than that. And especially since you brought it up, you know, you're not doing the work that you need to do. Why do you think you're not doing, why aren't you doing the work you know you need to do?
I just stopped doing it for a day and then maybe more than 2 days. And then it stops being a habit. Cause I know James Clear, his big thing is, never miss twice. So I think I rejoined my old accountability group. They stopped being a NoBS. So that was kind of disappointing. So I joined a new one and they're honestly really awesome. But they're not super on top of sending their plans every day. So then I stopped sending my plan every day. And then it was I'm switching up how I'm doing planning. I think honestly, to answer your question, it's what I'm telling myself instead of beating myself up is I'm figuring this out. School started a month ago. And I went from working and I traveled for work to being home. So I think it's figuring out my new routines. I don't have a job to go to anymore and I don't have to wake up in the mornings early anymore. So I'm just sleeping till whenever. Yeah. So I don't have that I sort of have that morning routine, but I think without that, and I'm almost also at the point of I'm figuring it out. I kind of want to plan at night also. I don't really like planning in the morning.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Which do you think, and this is going back to your plans, because you really stuck to, the second one is the most important one.
Yeah.
What if I told you that's exactly right, but it doesn't matter when that second one comes? like the second one is either today, the second one can be tomorrow, the second one can be next Tuesday, the second one can be next Friday, the second one can be right now. Like, do you have a plan for today?
No, I started writing it.
No!
No, I knew I was going to get in trouble for that. I literally woke up right before the call and I was like, shit, like, and I was writing it down. I had a assess yesterday too. Hold on, let me finish it. I know what I have to eat.
Perfect. So, no idea. And that's really what I want to drill into you is there is no wrong way. And everybody listening to this call, anybody who wants weight loss, anybody who wants anything, seriously, if you would turn down the beatdowns, you would keep going. If you didn't make it such a big deal that we didn't get the second plan, or if we didn't make it such a big deal, like you said, you were a binger. If we dropped the harsh judgment and harassment that we give ourselves after we do those things, we would feel a whole lot better and it would be easier for us to keep going. But right now, what you're doing is you're beating yourself up over not even making a plan yesterday. You want to beat yourself up right now and like write your plan because you don't have one right now. But if you would turn the dial down and just be like, you know what? I'm doing a damn good job of meeting myself where I'm at right now in life. Because it sounds like, and you even wanted to tell me that, it sounds like you are. You are doing a plan when you know you can. You have reached out and got a brand new accountability partner after your first accountability group just completely dropped it. For some reason, they weren't drinking the Kool-Aid like you were. They weren't seeing what they needed to, but you've got it. Like you, and anytime you're feeling this way of like, you know, I don't know why I'm not doing this and all this kind of stuff. It's also really good to ask yourself, why? Why do I want to be doing this?
Yeah. And that's like been my whole thing. Cause I lost most of my weight with Corinne, like just doing the free stuff. I mean, I lost, you know, solidly 70, 80 pounds. And then I joined OBS because I was like, hey, we gotta get this like last 30 off. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, like why? It's just like, why am I not doing it? And it.
Well, like, I'm gonna ask you another question.
Yeah.
What do you like about all of this?
Like a lot of stuff about OBS. Anybody is
feeling this way, especially if you've been with OBS for any extent of time. Like I've been with Corinne since October of 2017. 4 years. I mean, it's a long ass time to be doing the same program. A part of me wants to like applaud and like, oh my God, I can't believe we've not gotten the new and shiny. You know, you're doing this. This is like really happening. But I can tell you that there are times when I didn't do it and it's because I didn't like what I was doing. I didn't like the pressure I was putting on myself. You have to like what you're doing for you to show up. Like, you don't like, a great example is you have that bitchy friend who, you know, you're not really friends with her, but she's in that group and you're like, you know, she really needs my help, but she's never fun. She always complains about everything. Like, why in the world do I want to go help her move? Of all things, because she's going to complain the whole time. That's exactly what your brain is doing. And all it knows is food will shut you up.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. Holy moly. I didn't expect you to say that. Wow. Yeah.
Your brain is not going to show up for somebody who is negative Nancy all the time, not doing all, like, why would you show up for her?
I was going to say the pressure, like, I feel like I'm still going through thoughts 2.0, but I feel like I'm in the discovering stage of a lot of thoughts. Like, I didn't realize how much, well, I knew in my old job, like, I put a lot of pressure on myself, kind of similar to the last girl. Just like, it was only pressure in my head. And I'm thinking, I didn't even realize I'm doing exactly the same thing with schoolwork. Like, I was pissed that I didn't make like 100 on a quiz, you know, like, wow. I'm so glad I was so nervous about getting coached. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you should never be nervous. We are just like you guys.
Yeah, chew that.
but seriously, why would you show, like, if you make it this doom and gloom, you have to figure out what you like about it and you have to make it completely obvious that you do like this program.
And I think for me, it's it's the planning. Like, I'm still, I guess what I'm trying to do, I'm actually going back through No BS right now, because I realized when I did it before, like, I ran through it because I was like, oh, I've known Korean for 2 years. I know this. And I was
You get excited. And you're like, I'm ready to learn all of these things. And then one time, Corinne drops some wisdom and is like, you're only picking up 20% of what you listen to. And you're like, damn, I listened to No BS 4 years ago. I need to go back and listen to it.
Yeah, and take notes. Like,
we go, like, there's so much nuggets of wisdom that you don't pick up on that first time around, that the more times you go through, you just really start to get things to ingrain into your brain. So I'm really glad that you're doing that.
Yeah, that's, I think I just need to, like, fall in love with planning again. That's kind of my,
I will just tell you, a really great journal for you to do is, why do I know No BS is the solution for me?
Oh, okay.
Because what it does is it makes it completely obvious in your brain that this is why you're here. We're here to enjoy this process. We're here to love our life. We're here to make food easy and not make it a big deal like our first caller. Like, we just can't, we can't pretend, it's not ever going to be extremely easy. So why not make it the easiest way it possibly can?
That's, yeah. And that's, I mean, that's why I joined No BS, because I remember, like, going to brunch with my friends when I first lost my weight and just being terrified, like, oh, I can't eat anything. And I was just like, you gotta work on that.
Right.
So, thank you. Yeah.
You're so welcome.
It's wonderful. Okay.
Give yourself a little grace. Remember why you started. Get back to your why. And, like, why are you here? Why is this going to be it? Make it so abundantly clear. And you said you were still making it through Thoughts 2.0. The very last lesson of Thoughts 2.0, that Believing Something New worksheet, is so good. That would be a fantastic exercise for you to do with, like, either how you're losing weight loss or your two primary thoughts that you believe both, but they're opposing. Like, for example, if you're like, weight loss is hard, weight loss can be easy. Do those two. And go through it that way and like, prove to your brain, no, this can be easy. I can do this.
Okay. I will do that.
All righty. Well, you have a wonderful 4th of July day.
Thank you. You too.
If you want to, I think that's kind of what I want to do now. So. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye, girl.
Bye.
All right, Tina, you are up next. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure you're on my list, Tina. You are. All righty, and promote to panelist. I'm serious, y'all. If you have been in No BS for a while, go to Thoughts 2.0, and that very last call that she did two Thursdays ago now was so good. Especially, everyone's always like, well, how can I believe something new? She talks exactly how to believe something new. Like, it's the name of the worksheet, how to believe something new. All right. Oh, wait, for some reason, she keeps popping up and popping down. Where'd you go? There you are.
I've gotten too many times.
Don't be clicking too many. How are you doing, Tina? What are we coaching on today?
Hi, Kendra. I guess I'm 2 months in. Actually, less than 2 months. Yeah, I'm just like a 6-week member. And the call about making a break unit was, or making a break list was good. So I'm working through some issues, doing the discovery worksheets, and I'm doing really good at those. One big thing I discovered was when I'm tired, I work at home, and so, I kind of work, I'm part-time, so I just lay down on the couch a little bit, and that helps a lot. You know, I figured out when I'm tired, I tend to eat. My big issue is, my question is, am I just not being patient with myself? You know, I do the Discover worksheets, and then I figure out, oh, okay, this was because I felt this way, but then the next time, I want it to work, and so I don't go face down into the food. I feel like, do I need to crowdsource for some, like, a physical reminder, like an electric prod, something like that, you know, like, no, you need to stop and think before you put that food in your mouth. So, you know, am I just not being patient enough? Does it come with practice? Is there a bracelet or something? I mean, I have notes up, but.
Yeah. So this is a really common question. And it's important for you to remember what you told me. You are very new to all this. you are unlearning every year you spent on the earth. You're unlearning what you've already learned. So of course it's going to take practice. It's like when you go and you first start walking, and with all of our, when our babies walk, they fall multiple times. It doesn't go well. Sometimes they go back to crawling and they like scoot on their belly. They like start scooting on their tush. That is a really great example of that practice, of what practice looks like when it comes to walking. This is going to be the exact same thing. It takes practice. And that's why you do it slowly. Just like you said, you've started to sit down and watch TV. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. So all you've got to keep doing is keep going. And I know you're probably like, what do you mean I've got to keep going? I'm already doing this. Why is it not clicking? But it, the practice is in the pudding, literally. Like, you just have to keep practicing it. Keep doing it. Give yourself some other options for breaks. Maybe the laying on the couch isn't the exact one you need. Maybe you need to go padiddle in the garden. Maybe you need to go, like, make the bed, baby. And I keep using, I think you guys are going to be like, God, Kara's a clean freak. No, I'm just really working on my cleanliness and seeing it as like a care task for me. But you can, you just have to keep practicing. Does that answer your question? I don't think it does. I think you've got more in there. Other well, than you, does it just
helps at home? But what about when I'm out? So like last Saturday was, there was a job fair and I got there and there was Panera pastries, but I didn't get any. So super proud of myself. You know, if I got a little cocky, but then at lunch, and I think what happened was I was given an interview and then all these thoughts like, oh, but when am I going to do my no BS? Cause I haven't worked for a couple of years. When am I going to fit that in? What about my daughter's wedding come up in March? It was so many decisions. Then when lunch came, I only ate half my sandwich, but then I also ate half my cookie and half my chips, which wasn't part of the plan. And then I came home before we ate dinner out with friends and I just ate, you know, like, let's see what I have on my list. Oreos, cherries, had a muffin, I had some Ritz, and then I overate at dinner. So like what, I need a reminder, like a stop, how, you know, that's what I'm asking for.
So this, it's tricky. I won't lie, but I wanted to point. So before we go into this part, I want to ask you something. You said something really interesting. You said, there's just so many decisions to make. I felt overwhelmed because there was just a lot going on at the job fair. However, you had already made some decisions, but you had chosen that the decisions you made prior weren't correct or they weren't good enough, right? Because that's what your plan is. Your plan is a decision you already made. So the goal for the plan is to make life easier. Does that make sense? Like, you specifically told me that you there were so many things for you to decide on. You were basically going into decision overload. You no longer, you had decision paralysis. We have all of these things happening. There's a lot going on right now. I don't know what to do. I don't like, I feel upside down. There's not much to do. So I'm going to just turn to food to feel better, even though the food was what we had already decided on, right? So your power that day was actually in your plan.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting how our brains are like, wait, I have so many decisions to make.
But I already had, yeah, I already had those because I had the plan. I get up and plan every day. So I had the
I'm wondering, and I think, and the reason I really want to hone in on this, I know it's not quite your specific question of like, how do I get better at this? But this does help that. It's how do you view your plan as? Is your plan your diet you're doing? Or is your plan something that makes your day easier?
Yeah, I look at, I still look at it as more of a food plan, I guess. Yeah, even though I put things on there that I want and, you know, it's not restrictive, but yes, I'm thinking of it, yeah.
So the point of, so, and the reason I'm really honing in on this part is when you have a plan, that's what's making it easier. The practice now comes into thinking about the plan throughout the day, whether that take a picture, make sure it's on your phone so you can go back and look at it. I like to think of it sort of as like, almost like the GPS of your day. Like you've got some goals on there, like where you're trying to get. You've got your like gratitude of what you're thankful for the day. You've got your food. Like it's truly just laying your little day out so you can feel more confident to go into your day and more in control. So when you do get in circumstances like the job fair where you feel extremely overwhelmed, food no longer has that overwhelming feeling because you've already made the decisions for it.
Mm, yes.
So the real work is how you're viewing that plan. It's not my diet I follow. It's not this thing that I'm supposed to be remembering throughout the day. It's the intention I'm setting for the day. And it just happens to start with food.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that'll help. That helps a lot.
Yeah. And when it comes to like checking back in, I like mm-hmm. to use the word intentional. Like I'm going to intentionally like fill my day. I'm going to show up intentionally throughout my day. Because when it's intentional, you know, you can be on top of it. You know, you've kind of got a little bit of control wrapped in there too, because you know what's coming up and what you're going to need to do next because you intentionally planned it out. You're mm-hmm. being intentional about your food. So when you start to eat and you are like truthfully like following your plan, remind yourself, this is me being intentional about food now. This is me intentionally following my plan and make it a big deal. I love that you celebrated that you didn't have the Panera and that you did like, you're like, I'm so proud that I didn't eat the Panera pastries.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time you celebrate it, even if you've ate what's on your plan, like say the Panera salad was what your plan was for lunch. Yes, I ate the Panera salad. Look at how easy this is going to make my day for food. Now I no longer have to worry about food. I can worry about the other things that my brain is like squirreling on about.
mm-hmm. Great. Yes.
So that's how you get in the true practice.
Mm-hmm. And it's just going to take me a little time.
It does. It does take time. I as much as I wish that after being in No BS for six to eight weeks, we have downloaded No BS into your brain, and all of a sudden you are thinking like a super awesome, fantastic No BS lady. But unfortunately, and fortunately, because we get to learn, we can do hard things. Mm-hmm. It just takes practice. It takes time and it takes grace and consistency. Just like I was telling the last caller, you have to stop beating yourself up over when it doesn't go right. You put on the lab coat and decide, what did I learn from this? What will I know the next time I go into a job fair or when my circumstance get extremely overwhelmed? Right. Mm-hmm. I'll remember food is something I've already taken care of for the day and it's a decision I don't have to make.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good. Thank you. Thank you a lot. I appreciate that.
You are so welcome. And if you need any more help, you can always go into Ask Coaches or on Facebook and tag us. We are happy to help anytime, especially about these like first fundamentals, you know, my best advice is it's going to be a little messy sometimes, but as long as you're looking at the mess from what you can learn from your mess or your mess ups or anything like that, then it's going to be completely fine. You just have to give yourself a little grace while you're learning.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And you too. All righty. Have a great day, girl.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's see. We have one more and nobody's hand is raised. So let's see. I did Sandra. I did Amy. I did Shannon. I did you already. Tina, Melinda. I think we've done everything except for Sandra. Now, it is the 4th of July, y'all. So I am going to go ahead and get off. I'm going to give Sandra up. Oh, I don't know who did not get coached. I'll have to go back through. But you guys have a wonderful, wonderful 4th of July. I don't have anything in my Q&A. So if you have any questions for me, you can pop them in there real quick. But I'm going to hop off of here. And you guys have a wonderful 4th of July. I am so excited to go lay in the pool. I hope everyone has wonderful weather outside. Thank you, Lou. It was a good coaching call. I really, really enjoyed it. And thank you guys, all of you, for coming, for participating, and for being here on a American holiday. And if you are not American, you are welcome to you can celebrate America as much as you would like today, if you would like to. So y'all have a wonderful 4th of July, and we will see y'all next week. Bye, guys.